Hello. Okay, Prabhacharan and Petra. Letter, short version here. Put it short. I simply wanted to help the two of you. When we met there in Alnvik, and you told me about your situation. So I tried my best to do that. That's all. I never wanted or asked for getting involved in your private life. I wanted to be some sort of benefactor too, with whatever little means I have. So when Petra started, and at three occasions, openly, stated that she wanted a relationship with me. Then even that she wanted to divorce her husband and have a sexual relationship with me. I felt, as I'm sure you can understand, uncomfortable. After the first time she whatever, explicitly. Suggested that to me in private. Quote unquote. In that SMS. Well, I was out traveling. I got a phone call from Prabhacharan where he accused me of flirting with his wife. I told him that this was definitely not the case. And that in fact during that time, I had my own problems. With a lady that I had got interested in elsewhere. And then he replied, "I hope she's not a married woman." Again, underhandedly accusing me for being some low character. Who can think of chasing other men's women? That hurt, because I've never done that. I would never do that. However, on the contrary, that happened to me. Way back. And I love such a behavior. So when we... So then you came, gave back my iPhone and wanted the book back, which you said you gave me, and which I said that I would just borrow. And I took it as a... Okay, that's it, bye-bye. Which was okay with me. Then just a few days later you call me, want to move in the studio for one night only. Arrive late at night. Which kept us up. Saying you were only staying one night and going, leaving early in the morning to you to Petra's father's place. Then in the morning, just announced that no, you wouldn't go there. So you just stayed. Well, I tried my best to adapt. Maybe there's a way you could stay here if there's absolutely nothing else. It required a bit of adjustments and some worries how that's going to work out from my side, which I told you. But then, okay, stay for the time being. And I told you at our breakfast table clearly that sure, I'd like to be friends with you too, but Petra should see me more as an uncle or so. Which I thought was clear. As far as our relationship goes. And all of a sudden, you know, then I thought it could make sense and possibly maybe work if you can help in the mission, so to speak, of our studio. Which I then last week suggested to you. When we met downstairs. Then I got that SMS from Petra. Like some bomb. And that Dr. Needy said he also got, where she announced that she wanted to marry me instead, leave her husband and have a sexual relationship with me. Now, all those messages came from your shared mobile. So just as in your Radhakund, when Petra started talking about two men, having two men, I was surprised at Prabhacharan's attitude, as if accepting it, rather than looking upset, which I would have done. You're smiling and then inviting me for dinner at your home. If I felt uneasy, and you said that, shouldn't he also? I would, if someone, if my wife said that to another man. And if my wife would then write an SMS to another man from my phone telling him that she wanted a relationship with him, would I just have sat there quietly? And if then that man wants to talk to me, which I, yes, would have thought to be the correct thing to do, would I then have accused him And the accusation was that I was sitting around the table with four god brothers, talking philosophically and using the funny little story from Gothenburg. About the two saffron guys talking about women's bosoms. That this was my crime. This meant I was flirting. So I was surprised then that if I was in that situation with my own wife, would I want to stay with her in the home of my competitor? So when that last SMS came, I felt very strange about it. There was no reaction, no response from Prabhupada Charan. When I wrote that I wanted to talk to him in private, he should have understood why and also be interested in settling things straight, right? I would have been. But he didn't show up. Didn't answer my several SMSs and asking when he would show up. And after 2 days, when I insisted, asking why we need to talk, behaving as if everything was just normal, just asking things that, like if his wife can use the desk in the room and so on, although I'd just been much because his disinterest in talking to me. Well, let's put it like this. Well, if a man behaves like that, when risking to lose his wife to another man, why doesn't he just take her and go? Or at least speak with the competitor. Seriously. Otherwise, and that is how I, or anyone would suspect. Is he in on it? It seemed so. And if you are a man who actually want to get out of a relationship, you know, I'm being very straight here, and maybe I'm completely wrong, but that only you know. Then it is, of course, very handy to have an adversary, a competitor who stole away my wife. One you can blame. And step out of the troublesome situation with a clean conscience. I don't know. What is in your deeper mind, Prabhupada Charan? And I'm not accusing you. I just felt, as I hope you both understand, very uneasy in that situation, and in any case, troubled by the possibility that now soon I'll be sitting here with Petra only, expecting and trying to develop a relationship to me. And just so you know, after my trials and tribulations during the spring, before I met you, I have, during the past weeks, made my decision. To return to the saffron, quote-unquote, life. that I felt comfortable and happy with in the past for many years, and which is would be normal and even expected of me now as a vanaprastha. So when in Hermitage I spoke critically about sannyas and this and that, that was part of my own private thoughts and questions at that time, which had nothing to do with you two. And yes, I was a bit open about it to you both, because I was also interested in hearing a woman's view on it. And I realize I am used nowadays to speaking openly and relaxed like that to my friends. And they speak like that to me, including Bhaktinidhi. But then I realized I have to be careful because some devotees are more old school, where you should only behave as a bona fide devotee. So I realized that and apologized. Anyway, as I started here saying, or take this first. Why I was really upset with Prabhupada Charan, and I was not screaming or shouting at him. He started screaming and shouting at me, because I was hardly able to start talking about these matters with him before he interrupted me and said that it was my fault. And what was my fault? I had mentioned women's breasts sitting around a restaurant table talking to a bunch of friends. So sorry, but you know, we are in Sweden and here women's breasts are not taboo around the table, even when women are present, because for them that's just natural, isn't it? But now he tried to use that to avoid the more sensitive issue and just throw all his energy at blaming me, shouting at me that I should go down and apologize to Petra. I didn't like that attitude. At all. And when he got more and more aggressive, I had to ask him even to move out today, and I'm sorry for that. But you have to also ask, why did I do that? I have been defending you against both Almvik and Korsnäs and management here and other devotees I was talking to. Everyone except Bhaktinita was skeptical of you being able to live here or in other ISKCON places. So I've been trying my best, and here I am being shouted at. That I should apologize. For what? For being drawn into your private problems. I'm sorry, but this is not the way it works. And I think in another recording that rather than now looking at which it seems that you have a tendency to do, maybe both of you, the faults of others. You should ask yourself seriously and pray to Krishna for answers, but why this happens to you over and over again. Is it because everyone you happen to live with or rent from are bad people? Well, I could give my opinion on. I've been thinking about it lately. What could actually be the problem there with you? But I won't get into that. because then you will accuse me of that. This is how it often works among ISKCON and ISKCON, and I am fed up with that. So I'm sorry. I really hope, well, wish you good luck, but also first of all wish that you learn from this and from other experiences you have had. And that especially Prabhupada Charan should learn to behave like a responsible husband helping out to protect his wife. By contributing to understanding and respectful, mature relationships to the people around you. Help your wife to learn that too, which even Tapasana told me that she apparently seems to have learned. But if the husband, thinking that he is defending his wife, gets aggressive and starts the blame game on those who actually just want to help them, then he has only himself. If you get thrown We all have our problems, I have mine. But here it isn't about my problems. You have a problem, a serious problem. With a chaotic living situation, which now threatens to destroy your relationship. I advise you to take this episode as a learning exercise. No hard feelings from my side. I still think it's could be nice for Petra to write and draw about her life. But that's not for me, that's for her. It's just a little advice. And now I'm checking out, and if you still sit there thinking that there's something wrong with this priorata, then sure there is. And if you think that I have caused problems for you, then what can I say? That's what you get when you try to help. So I'm not checking out. Living my private life with me and my guys. And the dogs may bark and the world will turn for a few more years more before time to go somewhere else. Hare Krishna.